the more reps I get, just, you know, the better things, you know, the better I'm going to play, just, you know, as far as, you know, having time to work on, you know, my technique and, you know, just continually, you know, getting better and keep working on stuff like that. And just over time, I think, you know, we can, you know, not just me, but, you know, everyone on the line and on the team, really just, you know, continually get better.
And one thing in that game particularly, how do you overcome the sound and noise level? Are you able to hear, or is there another way of?
Oh, I mean, we had some kind of non-verbal stuff, but, you know, we still, you know, we did, you know, verbally communicate some things too, and, you know, just really got to dial in and really be focused and really tune in for that kind of stuff.
Coach Caldwell said that last drive by the offense when we started on the 9-yard line went down the field. If you guys could play like that every drive, what, from your perspective, what was different with that drive?
What was different? I don't think too much was different. It's just, you know, we executed better. We gave the quarterback time. He made plays. You know, the receivers made plays, and, you know, everything was clicking. It really comes down just to, you know, execute.
Because that was on the final drive, is it maybe easier to bring that forward to the next game?
I mean, I think it's something we can look at and be, you know, hey, we dialed it in, and this is what we can do when we're clicking, and, you know, we just kind of want to, you know, replicate that and just continue to do that.
Calvin suggested that there was a little bit more urgency in that last drive, and you think maybe that's true, or do you think maybe that's missing earlier in the game?
I mean, with the way the game was going, you know, us being down and, you know, trying to go score and win or tie the game, I think there was a little more urgency, and whether that helped us or not, I mean, I guess it did help us as far as, you know, kind of dialing in and, you know, knowing that we got to, you know, make that drive count. And as far as that, you know, we just got to keep that going.
Do you think there needs to be more urgency earlier in the game?
I think we're pretty good with the urgency thing. I think, you know, as a team, we're always urgent. You know, we always talk about coming out fast and, you know, starting fast. And I just think, you know, that at that time and moment, we just executed better than, you know, the rest of the game.
When you're in the middle of a longer drive like that, like six or seventh play, can you feel just sort of getting to the other defense too, that things are happening to them, that you're getting some, you know, momentum on your side and it's changing?
I mean, kind of as you go through a drive, you know, you can kind of basically, if you're moving the ball, you know, the defense is going to get frustrated. The defense is going to, you know, kind of be on their heels. And, you know, I think, you know, especially that last drive, we kind of had them on their heels, and we just got to, you know, execute and, you know, score and, you know, win the game.
What is the momentum shift from, you know, like a matter of 20 seconds that you've won the game that you know you haven't when you're still around the field? What's that feeling like?
I mean, it just wasn't a good feeling. You know, anytime you lose, it's not a good feeling, and, you know, we just, you know, we don't want to have that feeling anymore.
Right at that moment, though, is it, you know, rear-ended or whatever, you know?
Just bad feeling knowing that, you know, we lost the game, so.
You guys were able to take some deep shots. Obviously, didn't connect on many of them. How important is it that you guys are giving Matt time to make those deep progressions?
I mean, we had to give, you know, Matt time to make those plays, and we got to, you know, for the backs, we got to open up some lanes for them, and, you know, we got to have our, you know, give our playmakers some time to make plays, and that's kind of what we've been preaching.